everyone, and welcome to another episode here with Wonderfully Optimistic Warrior Moms. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I'm so excited to be able to be here and being able to actually follow through on this. I really honestly thought that this might not be it for me, but geez, let me tell you, the way that I feel every time I'm able to get on is such an amazing and empowering feeling. I hope you all can feel it through my voice and are getting the information that you need, because this stuff is some powerful stuff, especially for us moms. And I just can't even express the change that has happened, not only in my life, but in everyone surrounding me. And it's just been great. So if it's your first time here, I want to say welcome. I'm ecstatic and I hope you continue to join me. If you've been here, I want to say thank you for your loyalty. You are amazing and I hope I'm delivering the way you expect. Please always let me know. I am the most honest and upfront person that you'll ever meet, and I'm open to everything. So I just feel like you can never know too much. So if you know more than me, I'm always open to it, okay? So just to kind of give you a little background, and I'm the little oddball, okay? I know that everybody else probably gives like somewhat of the same intro. I've decided that I want to give you guys bits and pieces of my life, so this way you understand why I'm here today and why I do what I do and why it's so important to me. And maybe a lot of you guys can relate. So I want to go ahead and give you a little bit of background of why this all started to take place. So this is going to start probably on a little bit of a down note. However, sometimes in life, those things that affect us the most, and normally not in a positive manner, those are the things that are the most impactful and that are necessary for us to sometimes be able to see the light and for us to be able to make a change or a transition, if you will. So what happened to me was I suffered from depression for a very long time. My life has been a series of mistakes and probably not the best decisions I could make, but it is what it is, and I work through them. And fortunately for me, it's hard for me to quit anything. I'm very determined, and I am also the risk taker that goes ahead and says, hey, you know what? We're going to do it, and what's the worst that can happen? You've already messed up over and over again. It's just something else to get through. And I had landed into a black hole so many times that it was kind of familiar to me. However, I always kept it to myself. I never really shared it with anybody else, because when you start to share those types of things, people tend to put this preconceived notion that you're weak. And the last thing I was weak. It was never an issue that I was weak. It's just that I just didn't know how to get out of the situation, because I really didn't know who I was. I didn't know myself as an individual, because I was a busy mom. I had 6 kids during that time. Later on, I have 7 now, and I'm a grandma. And I mean, life gets busy, so busy that you forget to even take care of yourself. And that's kind of what happened to me. And the sad part is I had a cousin that was going through a state of depression. She kept it to herself, clearly, and she just smiled and was the biggest hearted person ever, and she always gave to everybody else, and she kept herself busy giving to everybody else, that she wasn't really paying attention to her. And if I had shared, if I had been more open, not that it would have changed anything, but it would have helped me know that I applied myself 100%, that I had done everything that was possible for me to do. However, the lesson that comes out of that is that sometimes we hold back what we can do, how we can help people, who we can reach out to, for fear of judgment. We hold all of those things back, right? Because we don't want other people to see us in our weakness. We don't want to be vulnerable. But in all reality, maybe we can help somebody, and we should be helping as many people as we can. After all of that happened, you tend to try to find an understanding or a reason to how things like this are even possible. And when I look at the statistics, the U.S. is one of the three top countries for depression or mental illness and anxiety. And we are one of the top countries for entrepreneurship as well. And women take a big chunk in the mental illness phase, and we are a part of the entrepreneurship. So how is this possible, right? How are we brilliant enough to be entrepreneurs? Because it takes a lot of hard work, okay? It takes a lot of dedication to do that. And we're amazing enough to create life and to be moms, but we suffer from mental illness, anxiety, depression, and other things. How is that possible? And it's because we live in such a busy time, you know, everything's moving at such a fast pace that we forget to take care of ourselves and we're just busy doing things. So that was really the focus of the last podcast, okay? And that's the reason why I'm here. And that in my first podcast, I exposed my 7 most well-guarded secrets to living a fulfilled life, because there is a big difference between living a fulfilled life and living a life from moment to moment, okay? And we get so busy and wrapped up that we don't know ourselves. But not only that, we live a life of satisfaction, living from moment to moment and in things that are really not fulfilling the true reason or fulfilling our true talents and gifts that we have, because once again, we're so busy and we're living one happy moment to another happy moment. So I went ahead and I listed those 7 secrets to creating the lifestyle you want and the lifestyle that your family deserves. And I did that in the first podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, you're going to want to go back and listen to it. You might even want to go back and repeat it, because once again, it's a ton of information. And then because it's so important, I went into details for each one. The next podcast that I released, the next episode, was speaking about knowing yourself, which is secret number 1, okay? And that was titled, Why Your Busy Life is Holding You Back from Knowing Yourself and How Easy This Happens in Mom Life, okay? And I talked about secret number 1 to living a fulfilled life, the importance of knowing yourself, like really, really, really knowing yourself, okay? Instead of just keeping yourself busy, just doing things, which is so easy to do in mom life, and kind of the consequences that come from doing that. And it could be the same very reason to why you continuously end up in that black hole, feeling all alone and left in the dark. And I also explained why it's so important to get out of this routine and to be able to see the huge adjustments that happen when you do this. And it is so great. Then I also spoke about being able to document everything, okay? It's very important throughout all of these episodes that you listen to and any actions that you take. I truly need you to document it and follow a process of what works and what doesn't work and make adjustments wherever you need to, because this at the end is actually going to help transition, okay, your life from what it is today into a life of leadership, of success, of fulfillment. Because as moms, we have, like I said, so many strengths, so many skills, so many abilities that we don't even know and we're not aware of, because we don't take the time to do it, and because we're so not self-centered, right? That we're focusing on everybody else. But in reality, part of loving your family and your kids and taking care of them is making sure that you're okay and that you're well taken care of, so this way you can last for a very, very long time for them. We have to be here for them for a very, very long time, okay? So on to today's episode. Obviously, I went off into a rampage. I'm sorry. It tends to happen with me a lot, especially about things that I'm super passionate about and that I feel are so important for you. So today's episode is going to be about a quick fix for conveniently leaving the pity party. Okay. So a quick fix for conveniently leaving the pity party, okay, is so that you understand that there is somewhere more important that you need to be. Okay. Any party is usually a fun party. Even the lame parties, at least you got to get out, especially in mom life, because mom life is so hard. And whether you plan being a mom or it was unexpected for you to be a mom, it's just as hard. There's things that come up. Nobody gave us a handbook for it. Nobody said, hey, this is the right way to do it. You kind of go out there and do your thing and do the best that you can. You're tired all the time. You rarely get any sleep. And all you do throughout your life is give, give, give. Okay. Selfless giving all the time. Okay. What do you get in return for all this selfless giving that you do, right? What you got? Maybe stretch marks, had some weight gain, exhaustion, and I mean, all of the investment that you have, whether it's financial, physical, mental, I mean, it's a true investment to be a mom. And what you get in return from your little ones or your kiddos, especially when they're little, is you get hugs and kisses and awesome drawings that they made for you in school. You get tons of laughs, right? As they get older and they go into middle school, you know, these things tend to ease up a little bit. You know, you get the occasional kiss on the cheek and the I love you, mom. And you get those moments of watching TV and still going out together. And then something starts to happen as they start to transition and start to figure out who they are as individuals, especially during the junior high years. They're so busy and you're so busy, right? Just getting them back and forth, and you probably work and they go to school. That time just seems to pass everyone by. And well, honestly, the kisses and the hugs are basically down to a minimum. But trust that you're still an amazing bank account with unlimited funds, according to how they see things. And then you get into your high school years with the kiddos, and it's all about prepping them for the future and for their college and jobs and careers, and them meeting their academic and sports goals. And there's so much going on that probably what you end up getting is the mom, you know what, please, I'm already stressed out. Whenever you try to spend extra time with them, or you try to talk to them about missing the times that you used to spend together. Then they go off to college, they work, they fall in love, and start a family of their own. You know, and time with them seems to have disappeared in a matter of seconds, and it does leave you to feel a sense of achievement, because it's a great thing. I mean, that's ultimately the goal, for them to grow up and be their own person. But it also leaves an emptiness and a sadness deep down inside. And that's something that nobody prepares you for. I have a 24-year-old, so I totally get it. I know how it feels. And I have an 8-year-old. You know, I'm a mom of 7 kiddos. So I'm still in the range of all of that. And I know all of the various stages, and I know how it feels. And then you start to say, you know, the endless nights of getting up every 3 hours, if you even got any sleep some nights, all the worrying of if you're making the right choices and decisions for them, making mistakes and feeling horrible about it, trying to make sure that they end up being good adults, all the running around and the give, give, give. And you say, for what? I'm lucky if I get a phone call now, you know? And when you start to think that way, okay, and all of these emotions come and they hit you, and they usually hit you super hard, it's so easy for you to fall into a deep black hole, especially as mom, okay? The mental and physical exhaustion are insane. The sacrificial giving and pretending that everything will be all right eventually takes a toll. And if throughout these years you don't take care of yourself, okay, if you're not keeping your 3 states of being balanced, then guess what? Eventually doubt, fear, anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, anger, all of that's going to begin to kick in, okay? And why? Why is that all going to start to kick in? How does this happen, you might be asking? You know, how is that possible? It's because it is so easy to fall into the why me phase, okay? And you might ask yourself some of these questions. I've actually heard it a lot just talking within social circles. I've heard the, why does it seem like everyone else's kids spend time with them and mine don't even call me? Or why does my life have to be so hard? When am I going to be able to catch a break? Or I'm a good person and I do all that I can, but I always get everybody's leftover time. Does not anybody see me? Why me? Or I get, I've heard, and I've probably said this 100 times, to be honest, before, I always do everything around here. Why can't someone help me? Why is everybody just trying to take advantage of me? Or no matter how hard I try, everything turns out wrong. Why is this happening to me? By the way, that was probably my favorite question. Okay. And if you start asking yourself those questions, okay, especially if you start speaking with another mom or a relative or a friend that can tune in to that exact same song, forget it. It is a full-blown pity party. Okay. Heck, sometimes it might not have even been you that started asking the questions. Sometimes it may have been them that started the questions and started the pity party, and you just got invited in and joined in. Okay. So that does happen. And if you can remember in the last episode of my podcast, I said that sometimes not all things are meant to be understood. And when you start asking yourself all them questions, that is exactly what I meant by it. Okay. Not everything is meant for you to understand why you, or how come, or should I have done something different. Those things are all questions that live in the past. Those are all things that have already happened, and there's nothing that you can do about it except prepare yourself for today and how you're going to plan for today and take action today for a better tomorrow. Do not live focusing on the past and things that have already occurred, because you can't change them. That already happened. Okay. What I'm going to have to do right now, and I was actually debating if I should do this, but I have to, because I am the most genuine person out there. I'm very bold and blunt a lot of times, so please, I don't mean to offend anyone. So I'm going to say sorry up ahead of time, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness here, because I'm about to be so very blunt with you. And what I'm about to say, some people might take it wrong. I hope not. I hope you see that I just really have your best intention in mind. Do you know why you're stuck in that black hole all alone, not happy, and no matter what's going on around you and no matter how everybody else views your life, you still feel like there's something missing and you just don't know what to do? And you're sitting there wondering, why me? Okay, you're in that why me syndrome and asking yourself a million questions that you really don't need the answers to. Okay. Or you're in that black hole because you started to ask one question after another. And even though maybe you weren't even the one throwing the party, how did you end up in that black hole? Okay. And it's so deep by this point that you have no clue how the heck you're going to get out of it. The reason why you ended up in that black hole is because you put yourself there. Okay, part of this whole deal is accountability, and I really need you to soak that up. It's hard. I've been there, I've done that. I know it's super hard. It leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But let me explain something to you. Secret number two of my seven most well-guarded secrets is that you're not the only one. I know you want to think that you're the only one, but you're not. You're not the only one that's going through the suffering, of being a mom. You're not the only one that feels alone. You're not the only one that has made mistakes. You're not the only one that's not the perfect mom. I'm a number one not so perfect mom. Okay, I know all about it. So you can't take the credit for that. Don't take the credit for that. Okay. If you add on that not everything is meant for you to understand, let's be honest. You shouldn't be in that black hole. The only way you're in that black hole is because you put yourself there. But the great thing is, the amazing news is that since you put yourself there, guess who the heck can get you out of that black hole? You can get yourself out of that black hole. You can leave that pity party, okay? Regardless if you threw the pity party or somebody invited you, okay? You can leave that pity party whenever you want. All right? You see, what you want to see and what you want to feel, you have the control over. I'm going to say that again. You see what you want to see and you feel what you want to feel. You see what you want to see and you feel what you want to feel. And I'm going to tell you a little story here. As a young girl, I was in a very bad relationship. I was young, I had kids, and it was just terrible. Terrible situation. And I remember my dad asking me one day why I continued to stay with that person, why I chose to stay in that situation. And I remember just how quickly I reacted because I got defensive. And I answered that the reason why I stayed with him is because I loved him. And my dad gave me this weird look, confused, and his response was, "Love?" I took a second to absorb his reaction. Very analytical, okay? I mean, surely my dad believed in love, right? And I said, "Yes, Dad, I love him and I can't help it." And I remember he put his head down and he said, with the sincerity in his eyes, "Sweetie, love is an emotion. You are in control of your emotions. You feel love with whoever you want to feel love with. It's not all of these fairy tale stories that you've been taught to believe. Love takes hard work and understanding and respect between two people, not one." And he didn't say anything else to me. He didn't say anything more. And he just left. And I sat there and I thought about it. And as a young kid, I didn't fully understand it. And I tried over and over, but I just made excuses for myself. And as time went on, I still continued to try to understand it. And I knew he was right. Okay. And amazingly, he's still right. And I finally got it. And that's when the heck I got out. You see, you're in control of your mind. And the mind is the most powerful weapon that can hold you back. Remember from the previous podcasts. So if you view life and the challenges and the battles that you face in a negative perspective, then your mind, which is your protector and your armor, is going to react to that. Your mind is designed to protect you and remind you why you don't want to do something and the negative result that it causes. And when you allow for your mind to do that, it also takes a physical toll on you, right? So if you're only dwelling on the negative and it has a negative reaction and your mind is designed to protect you, okay, it's going to shut you down from doing that. It's eventually going to start decreasing your physical activity and ultimately turn out the flame that's in your soul, right? That creates that desire to achieve anything because it gives you that faith, because that is your most powerful weapon. Do you see how it happens? So easily, just like that, in a blink of an eye. And that's why it's so important, once again, to keep your three states balanced, right? So your mental state, your physical state, and your spiritual state. You got to keep those three things balanced, because that's how easy that happens. And if you're throwing yourself a pity party every time a challenge comes up or life gets hard, you're automatically triggering your mind to have that negative effect, which is going to trigger a negative effect in your physical being, and it's going to trigger an even more negative effect on your soul, because if your mind and your physical state are shut down, soul has no way of doing anything. But if you are in control of your mind, right, you do have this power, what do? You want me to tell you? You flip the switch. It is that easy, literally. It's going to take work and it's going to take practice, but I know that you are a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom and you don't quit. You're just like me. It's hard to quit, so you keep on facing those battles. So first things first, acknowledge that life is hard. It's not a secret, okay? And the challenges you're facing are even harder. You have to acknowledge it, all right? Nobody can take that from you. Nobody knows the situation that you're going through. Nobody knows what you're feeling. And it's okay for you to acknowledge how you feel. Acknowledge how you feel and acknowledge that the situation is tough. Just don't dwell on it, okay? What I want you to do instead is look at it as a learning lesson. Okay, try to see the big picture and what you're going to learn at the end of that challenge that you're facing. Then I want you to go ahead and appreciate the growth that you're going to experience after conquering the challenge. It's part of the transitioning throughout your life, right? Nothing happens to you. If it doesn't break you, it's going to make you stronger. Popular saying, we all know it, right? We probably even tell our kids that 100 times a day. So appreciate, you mom, take time to appreciate the growth that you're going to experience after conquering the challenge. And then I want you to make a game plan and physically take action on that game plan, or how I would rather prefer to call it, your battle plan. Remember, your battle plan has to include your weaknesses and your strengths. You have to be aware of those things. And then allow your soul to build your confidence, to be able to execute and conquer that battle, that challenge. And you're going to watch your momentum build. It is going to be so awesome and so amazing that, let me explain to you, once you do it once, the next time that you're faced with a challenge, your mind is going to feel such empowerment that it's not going to go into panic mode, even though it might be a tough situation. Instead, it's going to welcome the challenge because it's aware that you can conquer that battle because you've already done it before. It's not the first time. So heck yeah, because you're a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom, you're going to conquer that battle and you're going to continue to use this process over and over. Why? Because you're going to set in your mind the awareness that you're not the only one. After you set that awareness and after you start conquering your battles, I want you to also understand that there are so many moms out there that feel just like you do. And it's not only moms, it's women, it's just people in general, okay? They just don't share it. Right? They hold it back. All right. And the big secret, okay, or the big picture to secret number two is that there is such a huge reward waiting for you. So remember, I said, make sure to document your entire process. Document all the adjustments, everything that you did, what worked, didn't work. And this is not only for awareness of who you are and knowing your. Now, I know that you're probably thinking, yeah, there's so many moms out there that feel just like I do, and they don't share it, so why should I? And if you've listened to the past podcasts, it's because there's always a bigger picture, and it is your soul that is telling you what you're supposed to do, and that energy, you have to use it, and you have to use it for the positive to keep that momentum building. But for the sake of this episode, I need you to understand in clear detail why secret number two, you understanding that you're not the only one, is so great, okay? The big picture in secret number two doesn't lie in simply you telling or sharing your story. It's the reward that comes from taking the above steps and realizing that you're not the only one and being able to overcome those challenges and conquer them and feeling that overwhelming empowerment that comes from succeeding. Okay, not only the empowerment that you get from succeeding that battle and that challenge and getting out of that black hole, but the empowerment that you will receive from being able to create the lifestyle that you want and the lifestyle that your family deserves. I mean, that is the ultimate high. That is something that doesn't go away, and it's not going to go away, because remember, you're going to have your mind and your physical and your spiritual state all in alignment. I mean, I wish you could feel what I feel, and I'm hoping that you're starting to feel that, and I'm hoping that you're starting to get excited, and I'm hoping that you can see where this is going. Now, more importantly, please don't forget, you have to document your process. Notate what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Learning what works is important. This is what makes you unique, because everyone has their own individual ways. And once you know what way works and you have a system and you have it documented, that is going to allow for you to be one step ahead of the game when we go ahead and start stepping into the lessons of being able to take your mommy skills, your mommy abilities, and transition those into leadership and success and the lifestyle that you really, truly want, okay? Because this is a growing process, right? We're transitioning, we're growing, we're becoming stronger, and this is all of it. So I need you to see, because I know for me, if I don't know what the real big picture is, it's kind of like, it's not that important. So I need you to understand the importance. Remember, always break it down, okay? I'm doing ABC because ABC is going to get me to XYZ. You always want to take the steps and know what your bigger picture is. And that is why I wanted to let you know what the bigger picture is for secret number two, okay? Because once you have your process documented, then you can go out and share it with the world, okay? Then doors will open that you can't even imagine, okay? You can go out and help another mom out there get out of her black hole and let her know that she's not the only one, okay? You can extend a hand and let her know we're in this together and we can get out of this together. Or let's say it's not a mom. Maybe your person is just another human being. It could be a child. It could be your own children that you have learned these skills to help them get through things in their life and live a fulfilled life. I mean, there's one thing for you to do for yourself and grow yourself, right? And that's an amazing, awesome feeling, okay? I mean, nobody can take that away from you. But the brilliant emotion, the brilliant satisfaction, that brilliant fulfillment that you get from helping others, I mean, wow. I mean, it's unspeakable. There's really no words for it. You truly have to be in that moment and feel that in order to know exactly what I'm talking about. And I really hope that you follow these steps and that you go through everything to be able to understand and know what I'm talking about. And then you're going to have your aha moment and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I know why she was feeling that way. I know where her energy comes from. I know where her excitement and her little chatterbox self comes from, because I feel it and I know it too. And once that happens, we're going to be able to take those statistics and we're going to be able to transition them and turn them around, and we can make this thing be amazing. And that's something that, I mean, it's my vision and this is gonna happen, okay? So the time has come to flip the switch, and you're gonna be able to do it because you are a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom. And when you do that, everyone around you is gonna say, wow, mom, okay? Now, don't only turn that light on, don't only flip the switch, but turn that flicker of life, of hope, of energy. Take that flicker that you still have, because you're a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom. You would not be here today if you didn't have that, okay? I want you to take that flicker and I want you to turn that into an impenetrable flame, okay? Listen to me again. Impenetrable flame, okay? So these are the steps that you're gonna go ahead and follow. First of all, no matter what challenge or what battle or what black hole in you're in right now, do not feel bad about it. Do not put yourself down about it. What you need to do is acknowledge it, okay? Life is hard. Mom life is really hard. And the challenge that you're facing is even harder. It is okay for you to acknowledge the situation that you're in. You're going to have to do that in order to document your process anyways, okay? So do it. What I don't want you to do is dwell on it. Don't sit down and think of all the negative. Acknowledge the negative. Acknowledge your weaknesses, but don't sit there and dwell on that. Don't let that creep into your mind and let your mind have to protect you from it, okay? I want you to sit down and learn the lesson. Okay, embrace that lesson, because that lesson is going to help you grow stronger. Okay, that lesson is going to build up the person you're meant to be. Okay, appreciate the growth that you're going to experience after conquering the challenge. Okay, and you're going to be able to know yourself throughout the way, because you're going to be documenting this once again. Make sure to make your battle plan, so this way you can go ahead and physically take action and conquer that challenge. And allow your soul to build your confidence to be able to execute and conquer. And watch your momentum build. Watch your energy grow. Watch the strength and the ability and the skills that you have just go crazy, okay? Now, I want you to take these steps and I want you to practice them over and over and over again, okay? And after practicing them over and over and over again, you're going to notice just how important secret number two, you realizing that you're not the only one that's going through what you're going through. Secret number two of seven is, you're going to notice that and you're going to appreciate it and you're going to say, wow, I really thought this was so black and white. I didn't think I was going to need it. But when you have a moment to embrace the full power of it, oh my goodness, okay? So make sure to go out and do that. And remember, learn, grow, and share always. That's what it's about. So you go out and you crush it, okay? Practice it. Let me know how it works. I'm so excited. You can always go ahead and visit me on my website. Once again, gettingitrighttoday.com. gettingitrighttoday.com. And post any comments. Let me know how it goes. I hope you can join me for the next podcast episode. It will be coming out more than likely tomorrow. And the next podcast episode is going to be why the way you think is more about what you were taught than who you are. okay? And that's going to be another amazing lesson, another podcast that you're going to be able to take advantage of. And remember, every podcast is important for you to join and listen in on, because I am going to be revealing another part of me, another part of my life, so you can understand where I'm coming from and just why this is so important for me and why you are so important to me. So thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good one. Remember, smile, okay? You're a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom, and you got this.